This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Prayer. Are you asking amiss? Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations. Our topic is prayer. Are you asking amiss? Prayer should be given a vital place in the life of every person, whether young or old. Unfortunately, many prayers do not prevail even in the lives of church-going Christians. Why? James specifically stated the case. He reported in James 4 and verse 3, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may spend it on your pleasures." Granted, there are those who ask not, which means there is positively no spiritual place for the multitudes of people who do not pray. Nonetheless, many who ask will receive not, and why? The answer given by James is specific, namely, "Because ye ask amiss, that ye may spend it on your pleasures." For just who would be so selfish and introverted that he would pray for blessings that he could spend on his own personal pleasures? Is there the possibility that some of the great brotherhood of the churches of Christ are offering selfish and or meaningless prayers unto the great God of the heavens and the earth? Very naturally, we grant that no doubt there were then and are now some among the brethren who have or do pray amiss. For James charged, "Ye have lived delicately on the earth, and taken your pleasure. Ye have nourished your hearts in a day of slaughter," James 5, verse 4. The time is at hand when we must ask ourselves to take what we might call a spiritual inventory. As you think about prayers, we must consider our own prayer lives, so to speak. We must ask ourselves, with what spirit or with what attitude do we pray? With the spirit of glowing attainments, or with the spirit of humility? There is a viable place for it, and an imperative need for it, our taking self-inventories of our prayers in contrast to our personal commitments both to God and to our fellow men. So ask yourself, are you praying amiss? What is your attitude towards prayer and when it comes time to pray to God? Thank you for listening today to Exhortations.